نستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him. We seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. Today's khutbah, inshallah, is about one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Nasir, the helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Nasir, is mentioned as absolute for the intention of science, perfection, and description. It is expression of exaggeration over a statement. This means two things: exaggeration in the quantity and exaggeration in the quality. That means that no matter how strong the enemy is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the helper. And no matter how many the enemies are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is the helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a helper with the strongest enemy, a helper with the most variable of enemies. That is why that name was mentioned as absolute and connected to the name Al-Mawla, patron, protector, and supporter, in two verses only. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 40. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Means, and if they turn away, then know that Allah is your Mawla, patron, Lord, protector, and supporter. What an excellent Mawla, and what an excellent helper. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 78, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Means have confidence in Allah and depend on Him in all your affairs. He is your Mawla, patron, Lord. What an excellent Mawla, patron, Lord. What an excellent helper. In the hadith, that name was also mentioned in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dua, supplication. From Anas ibn Malik, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, when he invaded, O Lord, You are my upper arm and my helper. With you I impede, and with you I attack, and with you I fight. Related by Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. No name is needed by Muslims today like that one. But that victory has rules. The first rule of victory is that victory is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Muslims assume that victory is from anybody else, they will fail in great illusion. Allah the Almighty said, which means, and there is no victory except from Allah. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 10. And in Surah Al-Imran, verse 160, the meanings, if Allah helps you, none can overcome you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, then who is against you? And if He is against you, then who is with you? But there is a worthless victory. When the believer is the way he should be and wins, this victory is called by scholars the victory of worthless. This meaning is confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Imran verse 123, meaning, and Allah has already made you victorious at battle when you were a weak little force. The Prophet ﷺ's companions were in a state of poverty, integrity, and monotheism, that they deserved the victory of Allah the Almighty. When Allah the Almighty said, it means, and there is no victory except from Allah. The price of the victory of worthiness is faith and preparation. That means that it is from Allah, but it has price. What is the price of this victory? Faith and preparation. The faith that makes you obey Allah, and the available preparation only. In Surah Al-Rum, verse 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what it means, and as for the believers, it was incumbent upon us to help them. The words of the Creator of the universe and the disappearance of the universe is easier to Allah than not to accomplish His promises to His believers. Surah An-Nur, verse 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what it means, verily we help our messengers and those who believed in the worldly life. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the land as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice the religion which He has chosen for them, this Islam, and He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear. The first condition for victory is from Allah, but it has a price. The first item of the price is faith that induces Allah's obedience. But the faith that does not do that is worthless. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse 60, and make ready against them all you can of power, including steeds of war. But Allah's mercy is shown when He asks us to prepare, get ready with the available equipment, and not the equivalent which is impossible these days. When I believe the kind of belief that makes me obey Allah, and when I prepare the available equipment against my enemies, then I will be paying the price of victory. Unless the price of victory is paid, victory will be impossible. And this is the bitter truth, which is 1,000 times bitter than the comfortable illusion. Therefore, victory is from Allah, and it has a price, which has 2 items, faith and preparation. If we believe and do not prepare, we do not win. And if we prepare and we do not believe, we do not win. That is why they said faith and preparation are 2 important conditions. The second one is not achieved except with the first one. Each of these conditions is essential and not enough unless the 2 conditions are achieved together. Victory will not be accomplished when we deal with Allah according to His rules of Quran and His codes. We harvest the crop. But if we deal with Allah in a muddy and foggy way and we do not pay the price, we will not win. Well, then victory is from Allah and it has a price, which is faith and preparation. But which faith? Everybody pretends to be a believer. The belief that is translated into integrity and makes you obey Allah. Therefore, why did the Muslims not win in Uhud? Because they disobeyed. And if they had won, the Prophet's obedience would have failed. Why did the Muslims not win in Hunayn? At Uhud, they disobeyed. And at Hunayn, they fell into concealed bullishism. They said, we will not be defeated from a minority. Therefore, either for a behavioral reason at Uhud or for ideological reason at Hunayn. Allah the Almighty said, and on the day of Hunayn battle, when you rejoiced at your great number, but it availed you not, and the earth, vast as it is, was strained for you, then you turned back in flight. From the battles of Uhud and Hunayn, we conclude that there are 2 significant lessons. The first one, when you say Allah, Allah the Almighty will take care of you. But when you say I, He will abandon you. We need this lesson every day, even every hour. Say I, with my knowledge and rare field of specialization, my accumulated experience, my money, and my great ancestors, Allah will abandon you. In your craftsmen and in your work, do not say I is a destructive word. Say Allah in your marriage, at work, in your craftsmen, and when you meet your enemy. If you say Allah, Allah will tend to you, but if you say I, He will abandon you. And how great are those 2 lessons in understanding and guiding us to what is going on in the world today. Therefore, when you are content with ourselves, Allah will abandon us. In a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no creature takes refuge with me away from my creation. I know that from his intention. So the people of the heavens and the earth plot against him, I will find him a way out. And no creature takes refuge with a lower creature. And I know that from his intention. I will make the earth drop under his feet. And I will terminate all means of the heavens between his hands. Therefore, victory is from Allah, and it has a price. Unless we pay the price, we will not smell victory. And that is the bitter truth, which is 1,000 times better than the soothing illusion. The first victory is the victory of worthless. When we pay for it with faith translated into commitment, into a stand at the halal and the haram, into doing what should be done, into implementing Allah's method, until Allah sees us where He wanted us to be and misses us where He prohibited us. And the second prize is getting ready with the available equipment. Therefore, trust in Allah without preparation is reliance and disobedience. Saying, O Lord, I take refuge with you, I trust you without doing anything. Once Umar ibn al-Khattab found a man with a scarabous camel, he said, what are you doing with this camel, brother? He said, I am calling on Allah to cure him. He said, could you make tar with this, with your calling? Umar ibn al-Khattab saw people begging during the Hajj. He said, who are you? They said, we are the trusting ones. He said, that's a lie. You are dependent. The trusting one is the one who throws a seed in the earth and then trusts Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah blames laziness, but be courteous. If you are overwhelmed, say, Allah alone is sufficient for me, and He is the best disposer of affairs for me. Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakil. To surrender and say there is nothing to be done, we are finished, that is the talk of weak people, weak believers, and ignorant one. Allah exists. In Surah Rum, Ayah 47, and as for the believers, it was incumbent upon us to help them. And the disappearance of the universe is easier to Allah than not to accomplish His promises to the believers. Allah exists. Allah is a doer. Surah Al-Kahf, verse 26, meaning they have no wali, helper, disposer of affairs, protector, other than Him. And He makes none to share in His decision and His rule. In Surah Hud, verse 123, meaning, and to Him return all affairs for decisions. So worship Him, O Muhammad, and put your trust in Him. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 84, the meaning, it is He, Allah, who is the only Ilah, God to be worshipped, and in the heavens, and the only Ilah, God to be worshipped on the earth. Therefore, the first victory is the one of worthiness. When the price of victory is paid as belief in Allah that induces Him, obedience and preparation of the available power. Now there is another type of victory called by the scholars as the victory of courteousness. The courteous victory, the evidence is the noble verse, meaning the Roman ones have been defeated in the nearest land, which is Syria, Iraq, Jordan, and Palestine. And they, after their defeat, will be victorious. Within their 3 to 9 years, the decision of the matter before and after this event is only with Allah. Before the defeat of the Romans by the Persians, and after the defeat of the Persians by the Romans. And on that day, the believers, the Muslims, will rejoice at the victory given by Allah to the Romans against the Persians. The Surah Al-Rum, verses 2 to 4. There is a miracle in this verse. After the laser ray had been discovered, it became possible to measure the distances with great accuracy. The distance between the earth and the moon, the valleys and the gorges. And after the discovery of this ray, it was also discovered that the lowest point on earth is Palestine, Gore. And the historical narration confirmed that the battle which occurred between the Persians and the Romans was in Palestine, Gore. The Romans are people of the book, and the people of the book are polytheists. Nevertheless, they won. Their victory was not that of worthiness, but of courteousness. In our worship, we say, O Lord, If we do not deserve the victory of worthiness, grant us the victory of courteousness. This means that the victorious is not as he should be, but Allah's wisdom required that he should win. Therefore, Allah proved to the noble companions, who are people of distinction, they rejoice in that victory. That was the victory of courteous. If a group is not as it should be, and they win against the disbelievers and the enemies of Allah, that is something to rejoice. For as the verse states, that was the second victory, the victory of courteousness. But there is a third type of victory called the fundamental victory. In Surah Al-Buruj, ayah 4-7, cursed were the people of the ditch. In the story of the boy and the kings, of a fire fed with fuel, when they set by it fire and they witnessed what they were doing against the believers, the burning them. To be accurate, did the people of the ditch win? In a traditional standard, they did not. But fundamentally, they won because they kept their belief in Allah. By the way, Musaylama, the liar, arrested two companions. He said to the first, "Will you testify that I am the Prophet of Allah?" He said, "I haven't heard anything." So he killed him. Musaylama killed the companion. He said to the second one, "Will you testify that I am the Prophet of Allah?" The companion, he said, "I testify that you are the Prophet of Allah." Now, listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about that incident. He said, "As for the first one, he honored Allah's religion, so Allah honored him. The Prophet considered the one who was killed a winner, because he stood for his principle. And from that kind of victory, the victory of the hairdresser of Pharaoh's daughter, they brought her 5 children, because she said, 'O Allah,' when the comb dropped from her hand, Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Do you have a lord other than my father?' She answered, 'Allah is my lord, your father's lord, and your lord.' The girl said to her father, 'So he brought a large copper pot and filled it with boiling oil. Then he brought her 5 children. He held the first one and said, "Do you have a lord other than me?" She said, "Allah is my lord and your lord." So he threw the child in the boiling oil, and his bones floated on the surface of the oil. He held the second child and asked, "Do you have a lord other than me?" She said, "Allah is my lord and your lord." So he threw the second one, the third one, the fourth one. The fifth one was an infant. When Pharaoh asked her, "Do you have a lord other than me?" she kept silent. She went. It was narrated in the Sahih Hadith, Allah made the infant speak. He said, "Hold on, mother, you are right." And the Pharaoh threw him in the oil. Then he threw her. That woman won fundamental victory. She stood firm for her principle. For that reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Isra and Mi'raj smelled scent he had never smelled before. He said, "Jibril, what is this scent? What is this smell? A very beautiful smell." He said, "This is the scent of the hairdresser of Pharaoh's daughter." In the fundamental victory, you may not win in the traditional standard, but you will die on faith. And that is a fundamental victory. This meaning is soothing and assuring to whom were killed when they were right.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first one dignified, back to the Musaylam ibn al-Kazzab and the two companions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first one dignified the religion of Allah. So Allah dignified him. Who is to be worried about? The second one who said, I testify that you are the Prophet of Allah, O Allah. How great is this religion? As for the second one, he accepted Allah's permission. Allah did not require us things above our ability. If the hairdresser had said, you are my Lord, there would have been nothing against her. But if all believers used the permissions, there would be no heroism at all. The Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal did not accept the creation of the Quran. So he was imprisoned and tortured. That is why the nation is in need of those who pay the price of their principle dearly. If every man used the permissions, there would absolutely be no heroism. There is a fundamental victory to die on your principle, frankly, and without any bargaining. The lessons of Badr and Hunayn, you say, Allah, Allah, the Almighty will take care of you. And when you say, I, He will abandon you. We need this lesson every day, every hour, in our homes, in our businesses, in our crafts, and in our confrontation to those who are afraid from. Say Allah, and He will take care of you. In Surah Al-Shura, verse 61 and 62, the companions of Musa said, we are sure to be overtaken. Musa alayhi salam said, nay, verily with me is my Lord. He will guide me. The stories of the Quran are laws, valid every time, every place. No hope, Pharaoh, with all his tyranny, dictatorship, malice, meanness, and power is behind them. And the sea is in front of them. And the companions of Moses said, we are sure to be overtaken. Musa said, nay, verily with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Therefore, Allah Almighty turned the Quranic stories into laws. Sayyidina Yunus, alayhi salam, when he was in the whale's tummy, in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 87 and 88, but he cried in through the darkness, saying, La ilaha illa anta, none has the right to be worshipped but you. O Allah, glorified and exalted are you above all that evil they associate with you. Truly, I have been of a wrongdoer. So we answered his call and delivered him from the distress. And thus we do believe the believers who believe in the oneness of Allah abstain from evil and work righteously. Every strong, powerful person is in the hands of the most powerful. So never fear anyone other than Allah. Now, what has this talk got to do with victory? The one that you see as strong, as a tyrant, has his heart in the hands of Allah. As a witness to the thought, Imam Hassan al-Basri was one of the great followers. He brought about the integrity of science and showed what he should have showed. He lived at the time of Hajjaj. And you know Hajjaj. Who heard what Al-Hassan had said about him? So he said to his companions, oh, you cowards, by Allah, I will show you his blood. and he ordered him to be killed. The case is very simple. And he brought the sword, man, and ordered his people to bring Al-Hasan in order to cut his head in front of the people who were around him. So Al-Hasan al-Basri was brought, and he saw the sword man, and the leather mattress was spread for his head to get down on, and everything was over. He moved his lips, murmured something. When Al-Hajjaj said to him, "Welcome, Abu Sa'id, you are the master of scientists." And he kept getting him closer and closer until he set him on his bed and he consulted him on the matter. The narration mentioned that he perfumed him and honored him and walked him to the door of his palace. The doorman was stunned and followed Al-Hajjaj and asked him what he had said, for he was brought for something other than what really happened. He said, "I said to Allah, oh my counsel, at my distress, my entertainer, at my loneliness, make his distress on me cool and peace, the way you made fire cool and peace on Ibrahim. The one you fear has his heart in the hands of Allah, the powerful. Who wishes your destruction has his heart in Allah's hands. Allah may fill him with grace for you. Therefore, Allah is Nasir, because the hearts of the people around you are in Allah's hands." أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate me Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The first victory is that of worthiness. The second one of courteousness, and the third one is fundamental. Man is not void of winning the fundamental victory. He is capable of it. Whoever thinks that Allah will not help him, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in this world and in the hereafter, he has wrong illusion that Allah does not help him. And man call fall in a series of frustration. He imagines that Allah will not help him, so he mistrusts Allah. In Surah Al-Fatih, verse 6, meaning men and women who think evil thoughts about Allah, for them is a disgraceful torment. Some Muslims feel in frustration and despair. Therefore, there are two difficult tests. The first one, that Allah empowers the polytheist until the weak believers say, "Where is Allah?" And sometimes Allah shows his signs until the polytheist say, "La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah." Now we are through the first test, which is very difficult. The other party is very strong and arrogant.
they do what they say. Some believers weakened. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 139, so do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior in victory if you are indeed true believers. Therefore, the courteous victory, the fundamental victory, and the victory of worthiness, the topic of Badr and Hunayn, you say, Allah, He takes care of you. You say, I, He will abandon you. The second topic, Uhud and Hunayn. At Uhud, the guilt was behavioral. And at Hunayn, it was hidden policism. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions did not win because they said, we will not be defeated by minority. Those were some of the topics of victory, because Allah the Almighty is An-Nasir, the helper, and there is no helper but Him. All who believe, if you help in the cause of Allah, He will help you and make your foothold firm. That means you pay the price for victory by faith that makes you obey Him and prepare the available power. Allahumma ya Nasir, unsur al-Muslimin fi kulli makan. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل نعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل نعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.